You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
Good morning and welcome. So glad you are here. 6:06 on a Friday morning. I'm Brian Noonan. Jamie will be back on Monday. I think I saw her post a video, like a Carmen Sandiego video, on Civic Media yesterday. So you may be able to find that if you are searching and you need a little Jamie before Monday. But have no fear. We have made it to Friday. Just the boys on the show. We haven't lost the license. We haven't burned down anything. Frank has aired a lot of grievances, hopefully to purge his soul of the dark cloud that is permanently in there. Parker Parker took a day off. And we're here. We're glad you're here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 is how you get a hold of us throughout the morning. If you call in, be nice to Parker, because if you're nice to him, you get to me. That's how that works. Frank, Parker, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Brian, for the record.
Yes.
There aren't enough rants in the world to free myself from the darkness.
Oh, I understand.
That lives deep
I
down.
Just hope we eased it a
Frank
a
lives
tad
in eternal darkness.
As the week went on. Frank lives, much like myself, in a total state of frustration, anger, fueled by the stupidity that surrounds us.
You should have heard me video editing yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was ready to put my fist through this screen.
What were you video editing?
Just a video for
private stuff?
Private stuff. For
private
my side
stuff,
gig.
You know? Oh, very nice.
No, I'm kidding. It was for this show, but it's... You know what my issue is?
Which one today? Because I know you've got beef with the NFL.
Here's my issue with, and this goes for a lot of things.
All right.
Nothing works like it's supposed to.
That is
100%. Really, I think 90% of where the darkness within comes from.
I lose my mind when something doesn't work like it's supposed to, when I pay for something and it's suddenly break.
Yep.
You remember the lawnmower incident a couple weeks ago. Though I'm the same way. It's like, this is what it was designed to do. I'm doing it. I'm following your directions precisely. Why doesn't it work?
Correct.
You know why? Because people suck. That's why. And they can't design things correctly. Nobody has a pride of work anymore, Frank. There's no work ethic.
Nope.
Look at Parker. Comes in a Brewers jersey, for God's sakes. I'm kidding. It's a
this
lovely
is true.
Jersey.
Well, thank
lovely.
You.
Lovely.
Didn't you get it for like $8?
It's the Brew Crew
like
one.
Like 30 or something. Yeah, it was very cheap. Yeah.
Well, that was your clearance one? That's a good clearance. What's
the great clearance jersey.
Yeah.
Got the Yelich on
Christian
the back.
Yelich? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
I was just teasing about that.
It's pretty good.
I just teased about your jersey. It's nice.
Oh, thank you. The jersey is
I'm glad you're not wearing
better.
The Wisco. If you were wearing Wisco, we would have to.
I wouldn't be caught dead in the Wisco jersey. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when it first debuted, you were pretty okay with it.
I would be okay with it, but there are tweaks to it that would need to be made for me to wear it.
Wow, he's going to customize it.
All right.
I like that.
Wintour.
I'd like to see, man. I would like to see Parker pimp out his shirt, get it all crazy. Get some rhinestones on there. You bedazzle it a little bit. What are you going to do? You going to add some sound system to it? A big woofer?
Oh, the sound system. That's a good idea. I could have walk-up music every time I enter a room.
Have walk-up music. They get a little fan, so it's blowing on you, so your hair.
My luscious locks can flow. Yes.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic
What would your
idea.
Walk-up music be? Some Irish folk stuff?
I'm not going to roll that out. I'm not going to roll
mariachi?
Out the Irish stuff. Mariachi.
your brother's mariachi band?
Did I tell you that they did a senior prank? They went to their principal's front lawn at like 6:30 in the morning and played mariachi music?
Well, Parker, if they didn't do that, then what's the point of having a mariachi band?
Yeah, mariachi band is by definition mobile. They go everywhere. Whether it's a Chi-Chi's or a principal's front lawn, they are everywhere.
Yeah, one of them had like just broken his ankle or something, so he's in a boot and on a scooter.
They wheeled him out.
Yeah, just wheeling down
the
sidewalk.
The tree. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, let's get into I'm dying to hear, because we all have some issues with the NFL this morning. But Frank, Parker, you know this. I was a little worried. Frank had not given us his target of rage.
Yeah.
But we know it's directed. Why are
it's
you
the National Football League?
Why are you mad at the NFL? Because I have my own reasons this morning.
Because here's the deal.
Yeah.
This year, it's my in-laws' turn for holidays.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm going to be in Michigan.
Oh.
So Thanksgiving, it's Bears at Lions. Detroit.
Right.
So I'm in Lions territory. It's fine. I used to work for the Lions. There's no ill will there, but it's going to be a little bit awkward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's fine. I can live with that. But when I see Bears-Packers on Christmas Day,
there's where my beef
is. I lost my mind. I fully, as the kids say, I had a full crash out moment as I was waiting for my bagel sandwich.
wait, hold on. Sidebar.
This
bagel
is news.
Sandwich, no high fiber oatmeal yesterday?
No high, there was not even a mention of it. I told
Beautiful.
You.
Wow, okay, job dad, done.
I look.
Nicely done.
I know what I'm doing.
I guess.
I fully laid it out to my wife. And because I know what's going to happen, we're going to go to my in-laws. It's going to be Christmas.
Yes.
The kids are going to come over, my nieces and nephews. It's my mother-in-laws. And they haven't announced the time for the game, right?
Noon.
It is going to be a noon game?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to put the game on at noon. I'm going to watch it. It's going to dictate the entire day for me.
Yes.
In my mood.
As it should.
And the entire time, I'm going to hear a bunch of people that don't watch football say, can we put a Christmas movie on?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Can we put Christmas stuff on? Why are we watching football? Because I'm sick and I watch football. And this is how my mood's going to be dictated. And you know what's going to happen? The score is going to be close enough to where I can't turn it off like at the third quarter or something. Yeah. It's going to be just close enough to where I have to watch the whole
bedroom?
Thing.
Bedroom? Do they live in a studio apartment so everybody's huddled around one 12-inch black and white set?
No, it's weird. It's like I'm not going to go in my mother-in-law's room to watch TV. I'm not going to go into my sister-in-law's room to watch TV.
Well, no, she's having a birthday party in there. For Jesus.
For Jesus.
Of course.
So there's three TVs in the house, and like, my TV is the living room TV. That's where I sleep when I have to be there.
Oh,
that's
really?
My TV.
Okay.
Okay, but
Christmas.
I understand this, but you lose the rights to say that the living room is yours during the day.
Correct.
As you're staying there. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Making sure we're on the same page here.
But I'm going to have to fight to keep my damn football game on the TV.
Well, no, the game is on Netflix. Can't you watch it on your laptop?
Oh.
In the car? Can't you go sit in the car for 3 hours?
Here's another caveat. They live in the frickin' sticks out in Michigan.
Oh, no. No internet?
The internet's awful.
Wow.
There are awkward moments where I can't even be on my phone because nothing works.
Yikes.
Damn.
So what,
yeah,
do they
dude,
have cable
it's,
or satellite? What are they? How do they get a TV? How do they get TV reception?
I'm not even fully. You know what? I don't even open up that can of worms.
All right,
I don't want to know.
Frank,
that's fine.
You know
yeah,
this.
Go ahead.
You know this Christmas game is exclusively on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that you'll have good enough internet to even be able to get it?
Did you just miss my whole question in his response, Parker?
He was talking
were you not paying attention?
He was talking about his phone. He was talking about his phone.
No, that came from me saying, can't you go watch it on your laptop, go sit somewhere in the car by yourself? And he said they don't have internet, and his phone doesn't even work sometimes. Pay attention to the program.
I'm asking.
Smart TV. He's saying.
It won't work.
The TV.
Or will it?
The Netflix will work on occasion. So that's going to be a coin toss in itself.
Anyway, yeah.
Is whether this is going to work or if it's going to come up completely pixelated and blurry the entire time. I've put on Christmas games before in that house where it came up blurry for a little bit and then eventually became clearer, and I got to watch it for a little bit before someone started complaining that there was football on TV.
Well, because less people were streaming because they realized it was Christmas, and the NFL is a money-grubbing organization that's ruining one of the best holidays of the year.
I agree.
True.
But guess what?
Huh.
It's Bears-Packers. I'm watching it.
You need to.
I know. Well, I'll be, like, noon on Christmas, I'm usually starting to prepare because I do all the cooking. So, you know, I'll be listening. I will listen to it on the radio while I'm cooking. See, I'm old school that way. Plus, we have good local play-by-play guys.
So. Jeff Joniak?
Yep, and Tom Thayer. I like them.
Oh, you guys. You're Bears commentators.
Chicagoans.
Do you not like your hometown announcers?
No, I do. I'm just...
Well, then, so... I'm just saying, I won't be worried about the TV, but I just... The whole thing... Well, Frank, first of all, I'm sorry for your
thank
pain.
You. See, that's all I wanted.
I want... I understand it. And, traveling on the holidays, one, is stressful enough, and two, then you have to be somewhere where you really want to do something, but you can't because you got... But I can't blame the children for wanting to watch a Christmas movie on Christmas.
I don't either.
It's Christmas.
But
Frank, what are you
gonna... kids need
the
to
wrapping
learn.
Paper is so loud when they crinkle it. Easy,
that's right.
Gramps.
That's
slow
right,
your roll.
But these kids need to learn, Brian. I remember when I was a kid... Uh-huh. If there were sports on for like a family birthday party or a holiday, all the men sat in the living room and watched whatever game was on every time.
Yeah.
And guess what? I didn't get to go in there and say, hey, guys, can't we put on Elf or Home Alone?
Was it
no.
Christmas or was
yes.
it a random Sunday?
If it was Christmas, guess what? Sports were on, even before the NFL was on, when the NBA used to be decent to watch. That was on.
Wow.
That's a different can of worms.
And there was no chance any kid was going in there and being like, let's put this on instead.
Wow.
They need to learn to respect their elders.
Wow. Just until they can put their elders in a home somewhere where they and make sure there is no TV ever.
That's, you know what? That's fine. We'll cross that bridge.
Wow.
When we get
Lynn
to it.
In Golden Valley says, just stay home. Get your priorities correct. If football is it, then own it. Wow.
Ooh,
yeah, Lynn.
I like
good
this.
For you.
Stand on business, Frank.
Stand up business. Yeah, handle your business, Frank. Tell your wife, we're not going up there this Christmas. It's
Lynn,
Bears-Packers.
That's
I'm
not
gonna
realistic.
Have a I'm going to have a TV dinner at home.
What, is
I don't
this
even
a
want
suicide
a tree
mission?
Because the lights will reflect off the screen of the TV and I won't be able to see clearly. We're no Christmas in this house. It's Bears-Packers.
No, I got what I wanted yesterday. I complained and I laid out this entire scenario, which is a risky move. To complain about
well,
your
well, it's far enough in advance. You might,
yeah.
My wife looked at me and she goes, I know. I'm sorry. In advance, I'm sorry.
Wow.
She knows I'm right.
You well, are.
Right or wrong, it's happening. It is happening. Are we making a big deal about small issues? And I'm not looking at Frank. I'm looking about all the stuff that comes out of the Trump administration's. When do we say enough's enough? We got to ignore this. Because this latest story, I don't think it's a big deal, but we'll see if you do too. I'm Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Across the state of Wisconsin. With Brian and Jamie is back.
Good morning. We have put Frank in a tub of ice to chill him out for a little bit. But I get, listen, if you were listening in the first segment, I get it. I hated when we were first married, we had to go to in-laws' houses over the holidays, and I hated it because, yeah, you lose out. And I never had to worry about Bears-Packers during a holiday when I was gone. But it's just, it's rough. One day he'll get to the point where he and his wife will just go, oh, we can't make the trip. No, he won't. He'll always be going. He'll always be in Michigan on the holidays. That's the way it goes. All right. Now, we have all 855 7-5 Civic. We're not talking about in-laws in football anymore. We're talking about the fact that everything that comes out of the administration seems to be aimed at getting us all riled up. And a lot of us, myself included, tend to take the bait. So are we making too big a deal about really small things and playing into the trap of getting distracted? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I saw this headline, and I immediately, I was doom scrolling, Parker. That's what the kids call it, right?
Oh, boy. Yes.
I don't know what kind of scroll there is. I've never thought of it as doom. I don't doom scroll. I just scroll.
You just said you did.
Well, I didn't. I don't set out to doom scroll. I guess I am because my algorithm is filled with things that anger me. So I guess it's doom scrolling. But I would much rather see pictures of bears out in the wild. I would rather see pictures of dogs. I would rather see pictures of people drinking beer and bourbon and watching videos about distillation processes and things like that. And yet I get headlines like, emails show FBI Director Kash Patel's Hawaii trip included VIP snorkel at Pearl Harbor Memorial. And I'm like, oh, seriously? This drunken guy, allegedly, now he's desecrating Pearl Harbor. All right, well, here's the story. And there is, I believe, a little financial malfeasance in this story, but is it something that I need to have a coronary over while I'm trying to unwind at the end of the day? Do you need to hear, do we take the bait way too much? Kash Patel visited Hawaii last summer. The FBI took pains to note that the director was not on vacation. I'm going to tell you something. You can tell me all day that you're going to Hawaii for work. I am not buying it. I don't care if, Parker, you said, I'm going over there to do a remote sports show. I'm going to cover the Packers in Maui. I would say, no, you're not. Shut up. Stop lying to me.
No, so, really, I
nobody,
am.
Really?
Yeah.
You might write one little piece, but you're in Hawaii. You're going to be at the beach. You're going to be walking around. You're going to be enjoying yourself. So anyway, he was not on vacation, highlighting his walking tour of the Bureau's Honolulu field office at meetings with local law enforcement. So here's the deal. You go to Hawaii for a few days. You pop into the Bureau. You go, hey, how's it going? I'm the director. And they go, oh, how are you? Aloha. He says, ah, aloha. And then he leaves. And then on the way out, he shakes hands with two local cops. They go, look at me. I'm working hard. And meanwhile, he's in his flip-flops and his Bermuda shorts, and he's heading out to the beach. So left out of the FBI's news release was an exclusive excursion that Patel took days later when he participated in what government officials described as a VIP snorkel around the USS Arizona in an outing coordinated by the military. Now, you know, that battleship entombs more than 900 sailors and Marines at Pearl Harbor. That's one place I have not been. I would love to go to Pearl Harbor. You ever been there, Parker?
No, I haven't. I would also really love to get there.
Yeah, we went to Maui once, but we stayed on that island. I was not on vacation either. I was working.
I'm sure you were. Yep.
Trying to see how much I could consume, both fish and booze. Anyway, the swim revealed in the government emails obtained by the Associated Press comes to light amid criticism of Patel's use of the FBI plane and his global travel, which have blurred professional responsibilities with leisure activities. He did not, the FBI did not disclose the snorkeling session or that Patel had returned to Hawaii for 2 days after his initial stopover on the island. Working? I don't think so. So, yes, this seems like an abuse of power. It seems like a waste of money. Not seems like a waste of money. It is a waste of money. You know, if there's a problem in Hawaii, or if you go over there and have serious meetings all day, and the only time you get to go out is when you run out to a local fast food place to get pizza after all your meetings during the day. So there are some exceptions. Snorkeling and diving are off limits on the USS Arizona, but there are some people, marine archaeologists, crews from the National Park Service, occasionally dive down there to survey the condition. Other dives have been conducted to inter the remains of Arizona survivors who wanted to rest with their former shipmates. Some former FBI directors had visited Pearl Harbor on official business. None going back to at least 1993 has gone snorkeling at the memorial. I'll be honest. I think it would be unbelievably moving to snorkel down and see the Arizona. I understand why they don't have it as a, it is the final resting place of all these Marines and sailors. So I don't want it to become, I don't want it to become that kind of a tourist destination. I want there still to be some solemnity. It's like if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you go to see the Tomb of the Unknown and you know, that's not, hey, you're not taking selfies and stuff like that, or you shouldn't, or if you go to the 9/11 Memorial. That's the weirdest part. Unless you have family or a dear friend that was killed in those attacks, I don't understand taking selfies and, you know, that kind of thing at a solemn thing, a solemn memorial. But, you know, let's not lose focus of everything else that's going on. And don't fall victim like I did yesterday to outrage on the internet just because you see a headline that makes you go, ugh. When we come back, how confident should Democrats be of a total control of the state government after November? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I want to get your opinions on that and so much more. I'm Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak.
Local news, community stories, and the conversations that matter most. Now, more Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome back. I am Brian Noonan. Jamie will be back with us on Monday, but we endeavor to carry on in her absence. So far, we've almost made it, Parker. We're in day five, so we're doing all right. Let's see. You're so close. Let's see if I can make it without screwing up. I make no guarantees, friends. You know that. Just hang on. How confident, if you are a Democrat, how confident are you of a total flip of the state government after the elections in November? Are you feeling confident? Are you semi-confident? Do you think maybe one, two branches? Maybe one, maybe none? What are you thinking? Well, if you're Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, you are very confident. She said yesterday she's confident that legislative Democrats' opposition to the property tax and school funding deal that fell apart late Wednesday night won't hurt her chances at Democrats winning majority control of both chambers for the first time in more than 15 years. Won't spend a lot of time on it now, but you know the deal. It was negotiated by Tony Evers, Robin Voss, and Devin LeMahieu, all of whom, coincidentally, are not going to be running for re-election, so they aren't going to be around. Well, they got this deal done, went to the Assembly. The Assembly said yes, and then the Senate said no, so it died. It's not happening. Democrats largely objected to the deal's long-term financial effect. They said, oh, man, we're going to use up our surplus. We're going to have a deficit. And we have a budget to do, and this is a one-time payment, all of that. So since the deal's announcement on Monday, the potential effect on the state's midterm elections has been forefront, and a lot of people, myself included, looked at the oppositions and said, okay, this is just one party or both parties, let's be honest, trying to hold on so that they have leverage and power after the election. They're all gambling that they're going to be in control. Tom Tiffany's gambling that he's going to be the governor. Democrats are arguing that they're going to have control of the legislature. And so all of a sudden, we're going to argue this out. Well, that's neither here nor there now because the bill was defeated. So we're going to see. Most of the candidates in the Democratic primary for governor did oppose the bill's use of the state's budget surplus. That was going to take a chunk out of the nearly $3 billion pie that they're anticipating to have for their own legislative plans. Oh, and as I said, Tom Tiffany said no, he didn't want it either because he wanted the Republicans to have that money to use for whatever they wanted to do. So yesterday there was an event hosted at the Madison Club by wispolitics.com, And Neubauer said she believed that passing the deal would have been irresponsible financially. She said, quote, "Our caucus, alongside our Democratic colleagues and many people, were concerned that the deal would have put us in a very difficult financial position." She noted that federal cuts by the Trump administration and a higher burden on states to cover the costs of Medicaid and the economy uncertainty that faces the country because of the war, we didn't feel it was responsible to pass a proposal that would very likely put us in a deficit in the years ahead. Then she went on to say the structure of the deal would not have been enough to stop the cycle of local school funding referendums that school districts across the state have had to rely on in recent years, which we saw in the last election. A large number of those referenda did not pass. Districts are having to consolidate. They're having to cut staff and programs. So I did agree with some of the opposition that said, you know, these are long-term problems that have to be fixed. Yes. Yes, we have to fix long-term problems. But we have to have solutions to fix long-term problems, not just words. And we have to have some bipartisan support to fix long-term programs. Sometimes you take a short-term win, in my opinion, to get to the long-term victory. But I wasn't voting, so that's that. So she also went on to say she believes voters understand the problems facing the state are more attributable to 16 years of Republican legislative control than one vote. What do you think about what she's saying? And how confident are you? And do you have any long-term solutions? I would love to hear them, because we're not really getting them out of either party at this point. We have a lot of ideas. We have concepts of a plan. But do you have a plan? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Neubauer then cited recent polling from A Better Wisconsin Together that found Democrats are ahead in five of the most competitive assembly districts, saying she is optimistic about a Democratic trifecta. Now, I'm hopeful, but with any election, I am never optimistic, because like right now, the latest Marquette poll, independent, 65% of them have not made their decision on a gubernatorial candidate yet. That's a lot of voters. Am I hopeful that the current state of the country is going to spur a lot of people who tend to sit out elections for whatever reasons, whether it's sloth, whether it's indifference, whether it's a candidate doesn't check all their boxes? Maybe somewhere in the past, they'd said something, one sentence that, oh, you still remember and it upsets you, and so you're not going to vote, and you don't want to vote for, quote-unquote, the lesser of two evils. None of those excuses are valid. None of them. So if you ever come at me with one of those excuses, know that I'm going to rebuke you soundly. That sounded serious, didn't it, Parker? If I got to rebuke somebody soundly.
You're very serious. You're a serious guy.
I'm serious, until I'm not. It's like Roadhouse. I'm nice until it's time to not be nice.
That's true.
Then I go down to the river and I rip your throat out.
Whoa.
Anyway, so she said that lowering the cost for regular people while easing the burdens facing schools and local governments would be among the first items on the agenda. Okay, how do we do that? And I would say this if it was a Republican saying this. So I'm not turning on my own party. But I have to say, we need plans. We need concrete plans. We don't need words. Yes. Oh, don't worry, voters. We're going to lower your costs. Oh, that sounds great. How are you going to do it? Sit tight. We'll tell you later. Okay, that doesn't quite ring true for me. But I appreciate the sentiment. And yes, we do have to find a way to fund the schools. I've said this many times. Public schools are supposed to be funded by the government. That's what they're there for. I agree with a lot of people who say, well, we got to take private schools out of the public funding. Now, listen, I am a product of the private schools, as I've said before. It is a choice. It is a expensive choice that if you are able to do that, good for you. I'm very happy for you. But public schools need to be the priority for our state and for our country. That's where the majority of people are going to be educated. We cannot have such, and I know part of the argument is the discrepancy between the perceived or real quality of education you get at a private school versus a public school. There's a lot of great public schools. My daughter went to public schools. If that's the case, then we need to, then that's the problem. We need to keep money from the private schools and put it back into the public schools to raise that level of education and close that gap. All right, so those are the things. Democrats would likely revive the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Grant Program. That's great. Regulate the growth of data centers. Also good. And enact pro-democracy measures, such as a bill to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before the election. All right, all of those sound good. I don't, pardon me if I'm a little hesitant when we start throwing around pro-democracy terms, just because we're in the middle of somebody who claims that everything they do is for the good of the democracy, and we see that it's not. But I think we can look at, I think the state could look at how we count absentee ballots and get it figured out and make sure that, you know, like what happened in Madison in April, where ballots showed up 8 minutes after the polls closed and they couldn't be counted. That seems a little ridiculous. So yeah, we can look at all that. Now, I know you're hearing this, and if you're upset that I'm taking issue, you're probably thinking these are all great. And I would say yes. How are we going to pay for them? Well, that's always the question, isn't it? Sure it is. But Greta Neubauer had an answer, which, that's good. Let's hear it. She said, to pay for these plans, Democrats are looking at revenue-generating actions such as legalizing recreational and medical cannabis. Oh, that's good news for Parker. He could toe it up right before work. Increasing the corporate tax and raising income taxes on millionaires and billionaires. That's a common call from Democrats, and I agree with it. I don't agree with these businesses, these corporations, and billionaires paying less tax or the same tax as somebody who's out there making $40,000 a year. That doesn't make any sense to me. If it's going to be a tax code, then it has to fairly represent everybody. So I agree with all of those things. Is it going to be enough? And has there been enough research in other states? I'm not against legalizing recreational or medical cannabis. I think that's fine. Is it going to bring in the money you think it's going to bring in? I would caution everybody. It brings in money, that's for sure. But does it bring in as much as you think? Sometimes not. Dick wants to jump in, and you can too. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dick, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm totally down with what you're saying about private schools and funding them in any capacity. And I, like you, I wasn't, but my oldest daughter went to a Catholic school here in Madison. I won't name the parish. And here's another reason I didn't like what was going on. It was also a polling place. And in 1996, they used to have these signs that said, "We vote pro-life," with a little flag draped behind it. And they had them stuck right in the ground next to the entrance of the school. I went marched right into that office and said, "These have to go."
Yeah, you can't. Can't be campaigning at the polling place ever. And is that the right message to be sending? I know that's the Catholic stance. I understand.
I understand that too.
I was raised in all that. But yeah, well, you don't have that out there during this. And I'm sure somebody was there with a tape measure, Dick, to measure and go, "Well, it's exactly the amount of distance you can have signs away from the polls." So
it was right by the front door.
Yeah.
It drove me unbelievable. Nuts. And I'm like,
did they take them down or did they leave them up?
They moved them, like you said, further away from the actual entrance. But yeah. I mean, that's a long time ago, 96. But it's just like this National Day of Prayer coming up. You know, no, yeah. Wrong.
No, there's a lot of fine Americans that are agnostic or atheist or a different religion than Christian. But Dick, I appreciate your call. Thanks for jumping on this morning. It is something that we will be watching. I'm hopeful for Greta's prediction, but I'm not as optimistic, I think, as she is, and as some of you probably are. Well, it's graduation time, Parker. A lot of people graduating, and that means it's time for some commencement addresses. And hopefully, you have picked one of the degrees that is going to pay off. down the road, because you've spent a lot of money on your education. Not just you, Parker, everybody. I've got some undergraduate degrees that are going to pay off. If you have one of these, you'll be happy. If not, oh man, you and your parents wasted a lot of dough. And we'll hear from Harrison Ford, because he had a little advice to give to students. Don't forget, you can always go and like our new Instagram and Facebook pages, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie. Download the free Civic Media app and subscribe on Spotify. I'm Brian Newman, Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Fairly solid, better than expected. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. Jamie will be back with us on Monday. Everywhere along the network, we hope you're having a great morning. Thank you for being here. If you want to jump in, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Did your degree, if you went to college and you got a degree, did it pay off? Or did you end up changing careers because you were like, I'm never making any money as a social worker? And I use social worker as an example because my sister-in-law is a social worker, and that's always been, you know, the knock on social workers. Very important, very crucial. They unfortunately are not paid what they're worth. But at the graduation ceremonies, everybody has a speaker. My commencement speaker was Virginia Marmaduke, the first lady of Southern Illinois journalism. She wrote all over the country. She was a big deal. My daughter's was at Tulane was Jesmyn Ward, who is an award-winning author. Usually, you know, you get presidents sometimes, you get celebrities, you get movie stars. Well, Arizona State the other day had Harrison Ford. And you're thinking, oh, what, did he come out in a fedora and a whip? Is that why Parker played the Indiana Jones music? No, he didn't. He got an honorary degree, and he came out, and his speech was about 15 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing because, you know, they'd get mad at me if I just played Harrison Ford's speech and went down and had breakfast. Can't do that. So we gotta summarize. But it was a really, I listened to the whole thing, and then I went back toward the end a couple of times. Now, Parker, I think I've asked you this before. You don't remember who gave your commencement address?
No, it was some alumnus that did something in business. I don't remember exactly.
Was there any piece of advice at the end, any motivating, anything that rallied all the graduates together to stand up and say, yes, we are powerful?
At the time, I remember thinking, yeah, that was pretty solid. But there's like, okay. There's nothing that stands out to me as particularly memorable, though.
Well, and that's the problem, right? They're going to come, they're going to say a lot of things. And yes, Harrison Ford said some of the basic things, but he also gave a little call to action for the grads. Cut one.
There are opportunities to be embraced in society, in business, in the kind of lives we live. So find a place for yourself. Whatever talent or ambition you have, find some way to put it to work. Build something that didn't exist yesterday. Stand up for someone who can't stand up for themselves. Bring people together who weren't talking before. That's leadership. That's what moves the needle.
Part of it is, let's be honest, that is Harrison Ford delivering that in the most theatrical, strong, you know, president from Air Force One kind of way. The message is good. I take nothing away from the message. But, you know, if some Weasley-voiced guy was given, and that's what's going to move the needle, you go, yeah, whatever. Okay, move this needle, pal. But no, Harrison Ford's up there, and, you know, that's Indiana Jones. That's the president. That's, you know, it's the guy from Clear and Present Danger. It's Jack Ryan, you know, from Hunt for Red October. No, he wasn't in Hunt for Red October. Whatever one he was in. Patriot Games. What am I going to go through Harrison Ford's filmography? You don't need to know that. You just need to know that that's his message. And then in this day and age, a lot of us do feel powerless. Let's be honest. We don't, we wonder if our vote's going to matter. We see things happening in the country. And I would imagine as involved as young people are getting, sometimes it's got to feel like you're banging your head against the wall. And earlier in the address, he had said that the world that his generation is leaving to graduates is a mess. But then he had a good reminder for the graduates right before he closed out.
Your generation has far more power than you may realize. And if you harness that power, if you find your leadership, your issues, your voice, the world will not be able to ignore you. You will have to be accommodated. Believe me, I know that's true.
Yeah, so, and it is true. You might not get everything you want, but people will have to pay attention. Well, unless you went into certain majors. If you got a degree, there was a study, because there's been a lot of debate about the value of higher education. So a study of nearly a million graduates provided fresh evidence that going to college pays off financially for most students. The report released yesterday found the benefits depend greatly on the type of degree, major, or quality of the institution. Duh. So here it is. The biggest payoffs are for students seeking bachelor's degrees in engineering and architecture, business and economics, and security and protective services degrees. Parker, none of those are what we majored in. Here's the bad news. Liberal arts, recreation and fitness studies, and social science students saw the lowest returns on their investment. Oops. Category also found that students who pursued a bachelor's degree gained more in earnings than they spent on school within 15 years, regardless of their major. So, Parker, you only got like 13 more years, and you're going to see a return on that that Whitewater degree.
Oh, good. That's
comforting. So that's good. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's not too
down the
long.
Road. Maybe not too long. 13 years, Parker. Can you imagine sitting behind that board listening to me yammer for the next 13 years?
Weirdly, yes, actually. Believe it or not.
Hey, listen, if we could pull it off, that would be something. That would be all right. If we could be here for another 13 years, you know, again, it'll just be my head in a jar, but you know, that would be fun. Jamie in the Jar mornings. Listen, Daybreak is great, but at some point we might have to transition. It'll just be a catchy new rebranding. That's what you do. Yeah. You rebrand. You keep the kids interested. I got to listen. Hey, have you listened to the show where the guy's head's in a jar? No. Oh, it's fantastic. He was still trying to make back the money from his college education 50 years after he graduated. Did not work out. On the other side, my friends, it's already 7 o'clock. That means we're going to have some stuff that you need to know. Later on in the broadcast, Francesca Hung is going to be here. Francesca Hung, she is running for governor. She'll be here at 8:30, so you want to be here for that. It's Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan, and this is the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.